If you're like me, you probably have a closet full of local band merch. And whether you know it or not, a lot of that band merch was probably made by Divine Shirt Company right here in Winnipeg. Divine Shirt Company has made all of the Great Witch Police merch, from our hoodies to our toques to our t-shirts. And if you're looking to get anything done, like screen printing, embroidery, graphic design, digital printing, go to see Divine Shirt Company at divineshirtcompany.ca and tell them Witch Police Radio sent you.
One of our colleagues, Sam Thompson, who, if you saw him, you'd sort of right away assume he was a hippie.
Witch Police Radio. Witch Police Radio. Oh, no, no, no.
Witch Police Radio.
Welcome to the Shunk Geek and
Fast Fret
Witch Police Radio Podcast. Let's change it up, Sam. We're taking over your show. Holy crap, Todd. We're doing something we haven't done before. We're interviewing people that we don't know at all in any way, shape, or form, other than we've heard their music.
Mm-hmm.
This is weird territory for me.
Very good.
But it's kind of exciting, though.
Oh, for sure.
Kind of exciting. So this week, I can't remember the episode, but multiple episodes of the Shunk Geek and Fast Fret podcast ago, we did a roundup of favorite songs of 2023, 2024. And this band, I believe it was the song Frail, ended up on our list.
Mm-hmm.
No idea who these people were. And I reached out to the band, and now they are here. So, Witch Police Radio only features artists from Manitoba. So, but we're making an exception this time. We're going to play this band from Saskabush or Saskatoon. And and the connection is that Sam Thompson is moonlighting in this band as Sam Thompson of the band called Blind Cemetery. I'm just kidding. No, it's a different Sam Thompson. So that's our connection to Winnipeg. So, gentlemen, welcome to the show. I hope you're just as lost as we are.
You know, only a little bit, but I'm sure we'll figure this out as we go. To get
awesome. So, Blind Cemetery from Saskatoon. Was we mentioned before?
Did it just crash?
No, I think you're
did
still
it literally just crash again.
Oh yeah, Sam.
Sam down. One down. One down, Sean. One down.
Okay, he's just the rhythm guitarist.
We still got one more.
Yeah, well, you know what, maybe I'll reach out to Sam from Witch Police and get him to sub in for Sam Thompson here.
Deal.
Switch our Sam's out. Anyway, so till Sam gets in, we'll get the rest of you to introduce yourselves. So let's start with, I don't know, you guys pick. We'll start with Liam Jones. Let's start with Liam Jones. Who's Liam All Jones?
Right. Or you want to do? Sure. Yeah, my name is Liam Jones. I'm one of the Liams in the band. What do I say? I should say I do some vocals. I play bass in Blind Cemetery. I'm the youngest member.
Nice. Let's go with the other Liam, Liam 2.
What's up? My name is Liam. You said your last name. Yeah, Liam Swenson. I'm the oldest member. I play drums and I sing. I want to play guitar, but that's okay. I like drums too.
I'm glad you love your instrument.
Love it.
Just stuck with it.
Let's move on to Malcolm S.
I'm Malcolm Stensrud. I am a guitar player in the band. I play lead guitar. I guess I'm the second oldest member by a couple of days if we're getting competitive about it. I don't know. That's pretty much it. I got the longest hair. That's my thing.
Yeah.
whose birthday are you, like, right? Are you right beside Sam?
I'm right beside Sam. Yeah.
Oh, I didn't realize that. Yeah. Did not realize that.
And Sam just, oh no. with a wig and a prayer. He came back. Oh, wait.
He's back.
He's back. He's back.
Speak of the devil.
Back.
Come on, Sam. We believe in you.
I know we can do it. We believe in Saskatoon Internet.
Sam, you got to pay for SaskTel Plus, dude.
Yeah.
Todd and I are gamers, so we have like the fastest speed internet because we're just nerds. Oh,
same. I'm like, I never have Wi-Fi issues. I've made sure of it.
Yeah, for sure.
That fast because I live in the old part of the city, so they're just putting in the, fiber?
Yeah. Fiber optic, yeah.
Fiber optic, yeah.
I'm in the new part, so.
Mm.
Hey, Sam, now that you're back, what do you do in the band? Who are you? Who are you? What do you do? And I'm hosting a podcast show.
I am the rhythm guitarist. And that's it, I guess.
slash social media person, sort of. Not
yes. Yes. Yeah, you do a lot of the managing side of things.
It's very important.
For us too.
So you're the money guy.
Man, I guess.
I mean, we're
all kind of the money. It depends on who leaves last, but that's true.
I heard like the Saskatoon music scene is just like full of money. Like,
oh yeah, we can get rich off of it.
Oh, so full.
Yeah. Todd and I are both in bands. Yeah, like, yeah, we know what it's like. We've had to hustle for sure.
Yeah.
So where did this band, like, I feel like for me, I mean, I'm not from Saskatoon, so I don't know the story, but how did this band form? Where did it come from? Because like all of a sudden it popped up on my Instagram. It said, hey, if you like this, you might like this, but I'd never heard of you before. I think you're a fairly young band. You haven't been together that long. Is that the correct assumption?
Yeah, like a year pretty much.
I would have joined in like February. Like. So it's pretty fresh still.
Why don't we start at the beginning?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Go all the way back. Rewind.
So somewhere in like mid to late, probably late 2022, I met this person on, or I met my friend Tim on a website called Bandmix. Basically just like puts you together with musicians in your area, I guess. It's kind of a risky game. It's just like, you don't know who you're going to meet. But I saw in Tim's bio that he liked King Gizzard and the Lizard Wizard. Which, I was like, I'm on board with that. And we just met up, took a liking to each other and started jamming and spent 6 months looking for a drummer. We didn't find a drummer, but we did find Liam Jones, who was the bass player and a singer. I actually knew Liam in high school because we played track together, but I didn't know he was a musician. And we started off as like a kind of indie pop band, indie rock. It was really fun. And then we just kind of like wanted to do something heavier. And then I met Liam Swenson on Facebook, jammed and just like started fitting like a glove. And then we met Malcolm and I mean, I guess that's the cliff notes. I probably skimmed a few details, but
yeah,
that's essentially the story.
Yeah, and the connection for me to the band originally is Liam Swenson and I are high school friends, and we've been jamming in various basements over 6 or 7 years, and then it kind of just all the pieces fell in place for this.
Yeah,
yeah.
And then, Kate, like, no, go on.
No, go on, go on.
Like as a band, it's a cool story. I can't remember. Actually, I think it was like early October. We we're at an open mic night because we'd played
Capital.
We played no shows. This is last October. We played no shows. We had done really nothing other than we jammed and we had songs. A few songs, and it was really luck of the draw, like just this, like, I don't know, like it, we're still like seeing good things happen from this open mic we played at the Capitol Music Club in Saskatoon. I don't know if you're familiar with that. They have a pretty cool open mic night, and we had got a spot on it,
And then we had some, pretty much just the right people were in the crowd, and yeah, it was a cool turnout and they loved it. And we got a show like that same month, and just, it just,
so
the ball.
So, but there was nothing really that prepared for that show then. And you guys were just kind of playing, and then, yeah, like you say, you had a couple songs.
Yeah, we had a few songs written.
Yeah, we did like three songs pretty much, and then it just got the eye of a couple prominent figures in the local scene, and they were really needing someone to fill in a slot, because it was the Whale and the Wolf. They were going to be playing at Amigos, and what had happened is they had got COVID, so they had to drop out of it.
Yeah,
and so Green Wing, who was going to be like the, I think, the secondary act, was now becoming the main act, and they needed someone to open. And then they were just like, hey, do you guys want to do this? And we were like, yeah.
So that was sure. That post, because I saw a post for you guys in Green Wing playing.
Yeah.
And I'm like, I don't know who Green Wing is, but I'm listening to them now, you know, like just from that show, like, who the hell are these bands together? Mm-hmm. And I was kind of curious. So I've been listening to, trying to remember what the third one was now. But I'm a nerd for music. Like if I find a new band, like I gotta check it out and see what they are.
Yeah, it was awesome. Like Green Wing, like I always say like Green Wing took us under their wing, and they really like looked out for us and did us a solid and giving us that, just that first like push out the door or out the gates, and we just like took it from there, and it was awesome. Yeah, but Green Wing in Saskatoon, they're like a very prominent band for our scene.
Cool. They're very good. I quite enjoyed it. That was a nice find for me. So how did the recording, like, how did you guys get to getting, like, because you released the one song, and that was released, I'm trying to remember when that was released. That wasn't that long ago. Like, the first song.
Last November? Or?
It was in November.
Was it November? Damn.
So yeah, literally after that show.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yep.
All right. So how does that, did you guys record it yourselves, or did you find a studio, or?
So my brother, Lane, he runs a studio called Fairmont Studios, and he did our first single for free, right? Or
maybe I think so. Like,
yeah. And so I can't remember, but,
Lane.
Yeah. Literally a studio, like, in the house where I am right now. That was November. And then we did the EP with him as well. But he's my brother and he records us.
That's good. The quality is really good. And actually, I was trying to go through my head, like when Todd and I had our band, we did everything in house. But my brother, you know, went to school for engineering and stuff. So, yeah. You know, we were able to get I think he did a fantastic job. Like it sounded quite good. And I'm seeing a similar path. Like we had four songs. We did an open mic night and was it Selkirk, Todd? Is that what it was? Yeah. And then we had we have like enough to do like three or four songs. So we went out there and we just did it. And, you know, like that was it. Like we just, you know, just did it. And then we played it. And then we're like, hey, wouldn't it be cool if we did a CD? So we weren't even together that long. It was a very short amount of time, like you guys. And we just, we had songs and we just ironed them out. And I think within a year later, we had a full release.
And it's like all you really
release.
Yeah. It's like all we really could do. It's like we had no, I guess, unless we physically went out and booked a venue, like out of our own pocket. Like we were pretty much like we were small. We were so small. It's like all we could do was just, go to an open mic. It's like,
yeah. So when you opened for this other band, did you have more than your three or four songs? Or was that what you kind of
opened? I think that Amiga show, we only had Frail out and we were just releasing Red Mist, if I remember right.
Because the first Amigos show with Green Wing, we had like nothing released, but we had like, I think like five maybe songs written, like more than that, but those are ones that we stopped using just because we moved away from that genre. And then the second time we did Amigos with Green Wing, which was their album release show, we had Frail released, and then we were working on Red Mist, or we might have had it released already.
I think,
and we had a lot more songs.
Yes, yeah, that's correct.
That's right.
Yeah.
It's what you always said. 100 I love you too.
So there's no pressing of CDs or cassettes, because cassettes are making this massive comeback.
Not yet.
No.
We have nothing, one CD out.
Nothing official.
By the way, guys.
Yeah.
You know, there's like two cassette labels in Winnipeg. They're probably more, but they're making a big comeback. It's insane.
Cool.
Yeah. So you guys do have a physical product then? Like CD, is that for real? Or is that...
No, we have one CD. We made it for CFCR because they wanted one.
Yeah.
And okay. And this cassette was just a microphone in the middle of a room during a practice session. So,
and it sounds cool though. It sounds super.
It does, yeah. It's very raw.
Physical soon,
skinned even.
Yes,
but I think that's the nature of the music. It has this really loud, kind of loud in your room, not in your room, but it sounds like a live band in a room. Like off the recording, which I really, really like. I prefer raw sounds,
yeah.
But it still sounds good. I mean, there's you can hear the different instruments. You can break stuff down. It's not just cacophony of noise. It's like there's actually something there. So, it's good. Now, I'm wondering, does anyone have a connection to Winnipeg? And I'm asking this for a reason, other than the Witch Police Radio reason, but. Does anyone have a connection to Winnipeg here?
A connection,
Leon's. We know Leon's getting larger. They're Winnipeg, right? Or are they outside?
Yeah. Oh yeah, they're Winnipeg. Yeah.
That's our main connection, I would say.
Sorry, what was the name of the band?
Leon's getting larger.
Yeah,
and then Leon's getting larger. Okay,
Leon's getting larger, and then we played a house show around.
I think it was November as well.
November as well. We played it with a dope band you guys have called Living.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. So the reason I'm bringing this up is when I heard the first single, Frail, heard it and I'm like, oh, it's awesome. There's a new release by like one of my favorite bands. There's a band out of Winnipeg called Projector. Now they're late 90s, I think. Great sound. Then there was also another band called the Paperbacks, another band called the Bonaduces. There was another band called 60 Stories. They're all kind of fit into this kind of style of, and I don't know if I say style of music, but this basic general sound that you guys are doing. And I'm like, wow, this sounds incredibly familiar. This sounds, it sounds very Winnipeg. The band sounds very Winnipeg. So I assumed you guys were from here. Instantly, it's like, well, this has got a Winnipeg sound to it. And then I'm like, Saskatoon, that makes no sense. So then I started looking into the band. Any of those names ring any bells?
No, honestly. Maybe
one of them. I'm too familiar with that music scene. But if we sound like, if that's what Winnipeg sounds like, we're happy to be included with that.
Yeah, I get it. I'll send you some links afterwards, but these are bands you need to check out. They're phenomenal. I think you guys are calling it shoegaze, but I don't.
Yeah, we're not really shoegaze. Like, we want to be.
I don't think so either, but.
Working on that sound, I guess. I don't know. Alternative kind of can be like emo-esque.
Yeah.
I mean, a lot of our stuff is like, as a blanket term, just kind of like, I don't know. 90s sounding alternative, like emo music, kind of.
Yeah.
Like, not really Frail. Frail's been more poppy than like a lot of the stuff we actually play live, but.
Yeah. More of our live stuff is a bit more like emotional hardcore esque.
Yeah. Emotional hardcore.
Yeah. Emotional hardcore. Yeah.
Just haven't really recorded it yet.
I like that, actually. I like that as a term. That's good. Emotional hardcore.
We can't coin that though. There's a band, me and Malcolm, like, they're from Florida and they call themselves emotive hardcore.
Yeah. For real?
Well, emotional hardcore is where emo comes from. It was emo core.
Yeah, it's true. Back in like the 80s.
Yeah.
I hear some, like,
you know, Malcolm nerd.
Yeah. I hear some Placebo in there too. I don't know if you guys are familiar with Placebo.
I've never heard.
Placebo. There's a few bands around that time that I don't know. It sounds classic, but it also doesn't sound old. Like, it sounds of now. like, so the story was that I heard Frail and then the EP came out and I went with Sam Thompson, not the one in this room, but the one from Widget Police. We went to a show and I said, you gotta hear these guys. Like, and I'm curious. I didn't say the name of the band or anything. He's like, he was listening and he's like, that sounds very familiar. Like, I can't place it. I said, Projector? Oh my God. Is this Projector? Is it a new Projector? I said, no. And then we played like the next song and it sounded a little less like Projector. And he was like, wow, this, like, who the fuck are these guys? I said, I don't know. But so he said, can you get them on your show? I said, sure. You know, and I reached out to you guys. So we listened to the EP on the way home from the drive home from the show. And it just, it sparked some stuff. And we actually started having this big discussion about, like, is the scene in Saskatoon, is it as strong as the scene in Winnipeg? Because the Winnipeg music scene is phenomenal. Like, I've lived in a few cities across Canada, and this is the strongest scene I've seen.
Mm-hmm.
Winnipeg, and I'm like, Saskatoon, like, got its own thing with some great bands out there. So then I started researching and going, holy shit, you guys have your own scene that is quite phenomenal.
Yeah.
So,
yeah. I think we have an incredible scene, honestly. Like, I think it's sort of blossoming now again, but like, there's local bands that I go and see that you've never heard of, or their stuff on Spotify isn't like the best, and you go see them live here and it just blows your mind. Like, yeah. Like, humbles you every time.
So it's another, you know, Canada secret. Like, Saskatoon is the other city like that. Like, I lived in Montreal and there was some pretty good bands out of Montreal, but you know, for every 10 bands I would go see, one was pretty good. But in Winnipeg, out of 10 bands I see, one is pretty good and all the rest are amazing. Mm-hmm. So I'm like, okay, I want to check out the Saskatoon thing. Like, see what's going on there. Like, I'm almost thinking of taking a trip out there and seeing, you know, finding a good weekend to go down and,
yeah,
you know, checking out what's going on.
Now, Sean, you had mentioned a bunch of bands and I've never heard of any one of them.
No, of course not.
Now, for me, the influences that I heard were,
okay, this is good,
were Nirvana, Nickelback, and Foo Fighters. That was the type
interesting
of
interesting.
And for some reason, Frail, I don't know, this Foo Fighter song just keeps dancing in my head. I don't know if it's similar or not.
Everlong?
It could be, yeah.
Oh. My Hero, probably.
The chords are the same as Everlong, so
it's very familiar. I went, Jesus, I've heard this before, or it's very, very similar. It's very, very close in the style. So yeah, those are the bands that I could kind of hear through it.
I mean, out of all of those, probably like the one that connects with like at least two of us in the band is Nirvana.
Yeah,
but Nickelback and Foo Fighters, I'm not sure. I mean, like,
I think Frail definitely has those qualities, though. Like, in some aspect, it like it's the kind of the lyrics that are kind of just ambiguously lyrics. Like, definitely that's a Nickelback quality for sure. I will diss my lyrics on Frail all day. I don't think they really meant a whole lot. I mean, they meant something, but I don't really remember what it was. I do like Frail, though. Like, that's the thing, though. Don't get me wrong. Like, it's I don't know. It's a pretty appealing song, and that's not a bad thing. It's just
it was like one of the first songs we ever wrote together. You know?
So. Yeah, that's true. Yeah, it was literally the first one I ever had a process in writing with you guys.
So how does the songs come to be? Is there a specific process, or is it just I'm bringing in a song today?
Usually. Well, yeah, like, I don't know, Sam or Liam or Malcolm or even me will kind of be like, hey, I have a riff idea, and then we'll just try to jam on it for a while. And if we're not really feeling anything, we'll kind of set it aside. Like, we don't really force it if it's not really working out. It kind of has to fall into place, and then it's like, oh, okay, this is cool. Let's see where we can take this, you know?
Yeah, like, for example, I had the bass chords for Red Mist for probably 4 months, and then one day I was early to practice, and Liam and I were just like, I was just playing it, and Red Mist or the beginning
of what Red Mist became just kind of popped out just naturally.
Yeah.
Like,
mm-hmm. yeah,
just by chance.
I'm going to do something.
Somebody kind of, sorry, brings like a...
No, go ahead. Finish your
practice, thought. And then we all just experiment with it and see what sticks. And yeah. then, and sometimes nothing sticks and you just give up. But sometimes you try the same riff again yeah. later and like...
Yeah.
It's not nothing specific. It's kind of just...
It's a very democratic process.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
yeah.
You know, usually have something that like... I don't know. We have at least two songs that like only use two chords, and like we'll jam on it for a while. It's like, oh, this is fun. And then like Swenson will like, what if we added this? And it completely changes the frame of the song.
Yeah.
yeah. Like just whatever, be it like a bridge or like a breakdown of some kind.
Mm-hmm.
Just little bits and pieces of us everywhere.
Well, it's yeah. weird because like some of the song structures in some ways don't make a logical sense that they would go together, but they do fit. So like, mm-hmm. I don't know how to explain it, but there's like, I've noticed like it's this kind of song and then you get to the next section and it's a different kind of song. And it's like almost this pastiche of different styles and influences and stuff. But it's the kind of music that if someone brought a song in and said, this is my song, this is what we're playing, everything's all laid out already, single songwriter, right, on it, and then the song is recorded, I feel like it feels very much like everyone has an input on every single song. It doesn't feel, this is what we're doing, you play this on bass, you play this on guitar, you play this on drums. It doesn't feel like that at all. It just sounds like, yeah, hey, I'm gonna do my piece in here. I like that. I don't like songs where a single songwriter comes in and it's their vision from beginning to end and no one has any input.
Mm-hmm.
Everything that's on the radio nowadays on like pop radio, like
yeah.
there's, I don't know, there's life in the song. It's not just, I wrote a song, here it is. Like there's way more.
Yep. No, I think you kind of hit the nail on the head. We like, obviously, well, any person just has their own musical influences, but when we write a song, you can 100% see like everyone's bringing their own influence to the table. Like if that makes sense, like I can hear Malcolm's like kind of like screamo guitar tones, like whatever he likes. I can hear Liam and their vocal tone and what they listen to and stuff like that. Like it's a big collage and it's just like a puzzle that just comes together of influence. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And also non-traditional kind of song structures is also probably just due to us not knowing music theory very well. But,
that says a lot. Like I think taking music lessons it is one thing, but I think if your teacher is good enough, they're going to show you the basics and then step back and let you, you know, develop your own voice. I think, you know, the best music teachers do that, but some are like, no, you're going to, I need you to, you know, 4/4 time. And I need you to do, you know, this, and then no, you should have a bridge here. And like there's no, it's not following that structure, which is just nice. I don't know if I can hear another Maroon 5 song ever again.
Too many.
I'm a very anti Adam Levine on this show. I've had too many episodes of anti Adam Levine.
Oh yeah,
I can't justify that guy's existence in the music industry. Like,
yeah. So, yeah. Cool.
Yeah,
I just heard a new song of his the other day because I have two young daughters, right?
Yeah.
Song comes on the radio, and this was the music of the song was this. That's all. There was no guitar, no bass, no drums. It was clapping and him singing over top of it. It was so album. It and my daughter's like
art rock.
Five.
Heart pop. Experimental.
Yeah. It's just crap. Yeah, I want to do something I normally do on this show. I'm actually going to play you something.
Okay.
By Projector. Ready for when I fly, going south. That's it. That's all I'm going to give it. That's just a tease.
Yeah. They sound like,
if you guys know the band Thursday, right out of the 90s, oh, that's like, sound Thursday. The vocals.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
The vocalist, I would wager, listens to Thursday.
Yeah. I will send you like links to these bands. But
yeah,
the Winnipeg music scene's awesome. And now I want to know more about Saskatoon as well. Like, if there's, I feel like we're sister cities in terms of like when you hear that and it's like, okay, that's obviously familiar. It sounds like something you guys have heard before. But anyway, Sam Thompson's going to get pissed. That's not the format of the show. That's not how you do this, Sean. You can't insert another band's song into this band's whatever. But anyway, what are the, what's the plans? Like, what are you guys doing now? You going to play a bunch of shows? Is there a plan for a full length release down the road, branching out of Saskatoon and trying to hit some other cities? Like, is there anything in place? Anything going on?
Well, now with the EP released, we're going to take a lot of time. I mean, I guess we did just take like a month off, but right now we're just playing a crap ton of shows. We obviously want to write more and record more. It's just a matter of when and how. Like, that's kind of what we're trying to figure out right now. But like, we have a bunch of songs that like are complete and we're performing, but we just haven't recorded them yet, and we want to record them in the way that do them justice and kind of match the vision that we have for them. So I guess right now it's just performing a crap ton and trying to find out how to record these songs.
Yeah.
And like we would love to play in like Winnipeg, you know?
Yeah. Absolutely.
The music scene there seems pretty good from what we've heard from you and from Leon's getting larger. So, you know, that's it from my perspective. I don't know.
Can you guys tell us where to find you, because all I found was the EP. Tell us where to find you on social medias, because I know your Instagram, but no one else does. Yeah. So,
yeah, that's about it. Blind Commentary Band on Instagram.com.
No underscores or anything.
We also have music. No, just one word, basically. Three words in one. We have music kind of everywhere, so mostly. We don't actually have a Bandcamp, as far as I'm aware, which is actually kind of insane. But we Spotify, Apple Music, Google Plus, you know, it's out there.